The Ramada in downtown Prince George is hosting the North Ken Forum this week. The forum, which opened Tuesday, April 29th and continues Wednesday, April 30th, is bringing together more than 100 participants from across the province, including Haida Gwaii and Fort Nelson. The forum's key goal is to discuss, network, and advance ideas on local climate action and energy transition, as well as contribute to the future of the North and surrounding regions. Rob Van Adrakem, Director of External Relations for the Community Energy Association and facilitator for North Can, spoke to The Citizen about the founding of the organization. "We were finding that a lot of the communities in the North weren't as advanced on topics like EV adoption or heat pump adoption," said Van Adrakem. "In places like Vancouver, Victoria, and Kelowna, people were engaging, but here, they weren't. So we created this network on a regional basis. It's northern-focused, but we cover all the topics, all from a northern lens. We have people from industry, small businesses, local governments, indigenous communities, health authorities, education and NGOs that are all part of this network." Van Adrakem added that during the 3 years North Ken has been in operation, he has seen it grow and expects even bigger things for the group. "We call it planting seeds," he said. "We're at the point of creating little trees, but we're still building a forest. That's the idea behind this event, bringing people together to foster more collaboration and information sharing so that we can really participate in the North." The forum's first day featured opening remarks from Mayor Simon Yu, Laidley Tena Elder Darlene McIntosh and Cown. Crystal Gibbs of Laidley Tena First Nation. Later in the day, the forum included a tour of what may become Prince George's first net-zero home in northern BC's first net-zero neighborhood, located at 900 North Nechako Road. Net-zero means the home would be designed and built to produce as much energy as it consumes. Ron Kroom, a registered energy advisor with Hometech Energy Solutions, conducted the tour and discussed the advantages a home like this could bring to Prince George, including improved wildfire resistance, sustainability in the region and a significant reduction in its environmental footprint. A net-zero home also has the unique bonus of zero utility costs, with its environmental impact also being zero. The solar panel system is designed to produce the full 11,224 kilowatt-hours we need, said Kroom. "We produce most of that in the summer. In the winter, we don't produce as much, but it all goes into the hydro grid. We build up a credit in the summer and then draw energy in the winter when we're not producing." The first day of the conference wrapped up with a reception at the Woodland Innovation Center, featuring remarks from UNBC President Jeff Payne. Payne concluded his speech by mentioning UNBC alumnus Ben Campbell, CEO of the Northern Development Initiative, who had a surprise announcement. "Northern Development is pleased to announce we will provide 3 years of funding to North Ken to support its work," said Campbell. "We are investing $120,000 to help the Community Energy Association expand the program and its services, providing capacity and material to the North.